Langeberg, Saskatchewan's Jess Moskaluk. Thank you very much for joining us here this morning. Jess, first of all, where did we catch you this morning?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of places we can be these days, so you caught me at home.
How are things going in Saskatchewan, and how have things gone for you in 2020, despite the circumstances?
Well, I mean, I don't think 2020 has been anyone's favorite year. I don't think that's any secret, and it's the same for me. It hasn't been a great one, but, you know, we're getting through it. I'm ready for 2021, let's just say that.
I'm going to be in the same boat as you, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are going to be in the same boat as you. And unfortunately, one of the casualties that happened in 2020 was the cancellation of the hashtag Redneck Music Tour with Gord Bamford and yourself. How disappointing was that we unfortunately had to pull the plug on it?
Oh, man, I can't even articulate how disappointing that was. We had really just started the tour as well. We were three shows in, and it was just, when you do a tour like that with all one band and, you know, sharing a bus and everything, it takes a little bit for everybody to kind of get used to the routine of things and to get locked in on stage. And that was already starting to happen. So we were all getting along so well. Everybody is such great friends. And so it really was a bummer knowing that I was going to get to spend every single day with some really good friends for like a couple of months. And then all of a sudden I couldn't see anybody, including those friends, for a couple of months. So it was pretty heartbreaking.
Jess, on a happier note, some of your new singles that have come out, like Halfway Home and Country Girls, that hit number one, how exciting has that been?
That's been a long time coming for me. It's been something that we've been working towards for a really long time. Gosh, I think it was 17 singles in before I got my first number one. And you know, we've been working hard and grinding since day one. So, you know, when it comes to setting goals, I have the Juno, I have the CCMA, I have the gold record, the platinum record, and it's always been the number one on Canadian country radio. That's been something that I've been working towards for a long time. So it felt really, really good. And then it was crazy because, again, we couldn't go out and play that show live, and I felt like I couldn't thank the fans and thank radio. So it was not what I had imagined or envisioned for my first number one, but it still felt incredible.
Hey, I guess good things come to those who wait, right?
I guess so.
Jess, with the success that you've had over the last little while, and with the success that a lot of your colleagues have had, how much does this say to Canadian country music sort of almost being lights out to the point that they're lights out and really sort of almost taking over the country music scene?
Yeah, I mean, Canadian country has always been fantastic, but I really think that every year it just continues to get stronger and stronger, and specifically females in Canadian country music. You know, you've got Tennille Towns, who is doing a great job down south, as well as like Megan Patrick and Lindsay L and Madeline Merlot, who just got her First Lady Antebellum cut. Like, there's a lot going on specifically with females who are just kicking butt. And, you know, for females who have struggled for a little bit at Canadian radio, or at radio, not just Canadian radio, it's really, really nice to see.
How does 2021 look for Jess Moskaluk? You said earlier that you are definitely looking forward to 2021.
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest. I don't know when we're going to be able to go back to normal in the real world. So I think if anyone tells you that they know what their 2021 is going to look like, they're lying, because we don't know. We have no idea what live music is going to look like. We don't know if it's going to be all driving concerts for the rest of our lives. It probably won't. But we don't know when we can get back to normal. We don't know when we can get out there and properly reach our fans. Everybody, honestly, like, we're all kind of just in limbo right now, so I have no idea.
Despite not knowing, are you optimistic?
I am. I think things are starting to get a little bit better, and everybody's been doing their part here in Canada and working really hard. So, yeah, I'm hopeful.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for people to get out to live shows and for you to have continued success. Jess Moskaluk, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.